This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
I'm very well, Lev. How can I call you Lev?
Yeah, of course. Lev, everyone calls me Lev because almost no one can pronounce
Yevgeny.
Yevgeny, and on the field, people call me Lev. It's more easy. Lev is good.
Well, welcome to the program. I just wanted to ask you first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Actually, I was born in Ukraine. When I was 14, I went to sports school where I was playing football. Actually, all my life I was just kicking everything on my way, you know.
And yeah.
My father was also a football player, and he brought me to the local club where I was playing. Yeah, like 7 years. Then I went to Donetsk, this much bigger city. And eventually, I went to Holland, where I was playing for 15 years. Yeah.
Was Holland very different from Ukraine?
Yeah, it's different mentality, different culture. Yeah, it's quite different. But at the moment, I think Ukraine and Russia making big steps in many ways.
Did you like living in Holland?
Yeah, definitely. Holland is quite open country, liberal country, and that's what I like. You know, when I came from actually Soviet Union, it was a hard time, especially because the people and mentality was quite hard, and no one wants be open actually.
So when you got to Holland, this is where you first really got to know people who were openly gay.
Not straight from the first year maybe, but I didn't even pay attention to the gay people, because for me it was never an issue to meet them. But I know, of course, especially in back in the days, you know, in Russia, gay scene was never actually never accepted till now. Actually, if people are gay and they walk on the street in Russia, they could be, you know, the people not accept them.
No,
at the moment.
No. But it's much more acceptable in Holland.
In Holland is like free country, and I mean the people. We have like gay parades, and everyone goes there and just to watch. And I mean, I have many friends. They are gay. You know, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, they just like us, and they just
Thank you, Lev. We know we are.
Okay. No, I mean, but this is the, you know, most of the people think that this is like a disease, you know, and this is this makes me so angry, you know. This, I have many friends, and they are really smart people, and really, much more educated. Most of them, you know, and that's what I like in them, because I can learn a lot from them.
So, how did you come to be involved in sort of speaking out against homophobia in sport?
Actually, it starts with a photo shoot for Luomo, Dutch magazine, and they wanted to have some more information and more, there is the problem that actually no one in football and soccer, no one's openly speak about it. Of course, I guess there are many, there are some players who are gay actually, but they don't want to speak about that, and they hide it. For me, I think it's not a big issue, but if you not live your normal life and you cannot be yourself, it's not normal. Look, in every corner of our society, you have gays. Look, for example, in America, you can openly speak, and even in army, you know, about your gay. I mean, and there is only one football player
whoever came out, Justin Fashanu,
and he just committed suicide after that. You know, I mean, it's not. I guess it must be, people must pay more attention and be more liberate about that.
But it, as you say, people now come out and are openly gay in all walks of life, but in sport and in particular in soccer, it seems to be still a big taboo.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I think it's because of society, it's because of the macho culture. And,
But it wouldn't really be a problem, would it? Because
in my opinion, it would be never a problem because, and maybe we need some player like David Beckham or Ronaldo just to follow, you know, to be the first one who will say, okay, I'm gay, and the other will follow. Okay, maybe it would be like a problem for next couple of weeks, months, but then people just should accept you like you are. And
Because what's important is the contribution you make to the team, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's just you contribute for the game, to the game, and that's most important, I think.
So now you're in Adelaide. You've come to Australia. Do you find Australia is not quite as open as Holland, is it?
No, definitely not. I see many people. If you talk about because they saw, of course, the my photo shoot, as I said, I'm not a gay, but I think it's a big problem, you know. And when I speak to the people, they are quite conservative about this problem. And when I speak to even to the players here, they they just laugh about it. And this is what makes me a bit angry, actually.
But you actually do speak to them, for which I must congratulate you, because very very few do.
Yeah, I'm just curious about what the most of the players think about it. You know, it must be a soccer problem. You know, it's because really, when you speak to the players, they just start laughing about it and just make a joke of it.
Yeah, I think it's a problem in all team sports. We have the same problem in Australian rules football, which is the big sport here in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we have the same problem there. Perhaps what ought to happen is that all the gay footballers, all the gay soccer players ought to come together and then come out at once. Because if there were half a dozen of them or more who all came out at once, it wouldn't be so bad for any one of them.
Definitely, definitely. And I think it's also the, for example, maybe FFA or any other authorities could have a big role in this process, you know, because I know UEFA and FIFA just support some activities of they just said, okay, of course there should be some gay football players and they will support them. So it could be okay if you just come together and speak freely about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're living proof that once you know gay people, you know there's nothing to worry about and that we're just like everybody else.
Yeah, it sounds really stupid, like you're from another planet. No, you're the same person like us, and you have just different sexual attractions to people.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us today, Lev.
And, all right, thank you very much.
And I'll let you get back to, well, you're training tomorrow, aren't you?
We have a game against Melbourne Victory.
Now I don't know which team to barrack for. I'll have to cheer for Adelaide for a change.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much, Lev.
Okay, cheers.
Bye-bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.